This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes. As today we continue our study of choice or no choice, emphasizing the fact that God calls us to make various choices, and He also calls us to other matters in which we do not have any choice at all. In previous studies, we pointed out that God calls each one of us to life, to human life, to live here on this earth with all the responsibilities, privileges, and opportunities of being a human being. And we pointed out that none of us had any choice about that matter. We were born without anyone consulting us, thrown into the human situation with all of these responsibilities. But we've also pointed out that God calls us to perfection and that we do have choice in this matter, but that each one of us who has reached the age of accountability has chosen not to follow it, as the Bible teaches in Romans 3:23, "For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God." We've also pointed out that having failed to answer God's call to perfection, we then have been issued God's call to salvation. Jesus says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." That's a call to salvation. The grace of God hath appeared, bringing salvation to all men. Titus chapter 2, verse 11. We have a choice to make. You must make up your own mind whether you will answer that call of God to salvation or not. In connection with that, we have also pointed out that God calls us all to belief. To belief in Him, to faith in Him as God, the eternal God, and in Jesus Christ as His Son, and in the gospel of Jesus Christ. All of these things are taught in these passages. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6, John chapter 8 verse 24, and Mark chapter 16, verses 15 and 16. You have a choice in that matter. You can accept it, or you can reject it. We also pointed out that God has called us to obedience. And again, you may reject it or accept it. Christ is the author of eternal salvation to those that obey Him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. While He wishes to be, and offers to be, and died to be, Hebrews 2 and 9, the Savior of everyone, Christ is actually the Savior only of those that obey Him. Hebrews chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. And so we come now to the fact that God calls us to obedience to His one plan of salvation. There are many people who hold that one plan is just as good as another, that it does not really matter whether one obeys what the Bible teaches or not. Notice plainly in Isaiah, the second chapter, beginning with verse 2 in the Old Testament, which is a prophecy concerning the proclamation of the gospel beginning on the first day of Pentecost following the resurrection of Christ, as recorded in Acts chapter 2. Here the prophet says, "And it shall come to pass in the latter days that the mountain of Jehovah's house shall be established on the top of the mountains, and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations shall flow unto it. And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of Jehovah, to the house of the God of Jacob, and He will teach us of His ways, and we will walk in His paths. For out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of Jehovah from Jerusalem." Notice carefully that he is not saying the words, the ways, and so forth, but the word of Jehovah. God has one definite body of doctrine, which is the gospel of Jesus Christ, to which every person who is to be saved must be obedient. Further in the Old Testament, we have a prophecy concerning the doing away with the old covenant and the coming in of the new. In Jeremiah chapter 31, beginning with verse 31, we find these words, "Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and with the house of Judah, not according to the covenant that I made with their fathers in the day that I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, which my covenant they break, although I was a husband unto them, saith Jehovah." Now you see, the Lord is saying there the law of Moses was to be done away in a new covenant. The gospel of Christ was to come in its place. But our time is gone for today, and we must study more on this next time. I'm glad you've been with us today and hope you will be tomorrow. Until then, may God bless and keep you is my sincere prayer.